Coming up next in the show is the continuation of Graham Kemlow's interview with Dr. Norman Swan. Graham Kemlow continues his chat from the first hour with Dr. Norman Swan, physician and journalist who's been covering health for 3 decades in Australia. Graham asked him for an update on the COVID-19 pandemic in Australia.
I guess I do need to talk to you about COVID because it's the dominant issue out there right now, quite clearly. And you've been incredibly busy broadcasting about it with a podcast and also your health report. How do you feel about it right at this point? Are you in Melbourne or Sydney, by the way?
I'm in New South Wales.
Okay.
I'm in Sydney.
Right.
So depending on when people listen to our podcast, at the time of speaking, New South Wales is over 90% double vaccinated, 16 plus. It'll get to well over 90%, 12 plus. And as soon as we immunize 5 to 11-year-olds, a very high percentage of the population will be immunized. Victoria is only a few days behind. The ACT is ahead of both. Tasmania is only a few days behind. The other states should get there, albeit more slowly.
Yeah.
And you know, if you live in New South Wales and Victoria and the ACT, you're already seeing the benefits of that. And the world hasn't fallen apart. Yeah, the numbers haven't gone down a lot. They have in New South Wales, but they'll go back up again. But the hospitals rates are still low.
Right.
So this is really good. And we're in really good shape. And we're in better shape than many other countries. And we'll get a lot of our freedoms back. But we can't abandon everything because we are still vulnerable. We're vulnerable to a new variant arriving. And we're vulnerable to the vaccines waning. And the real message for everybody listening is that booster shots are not really booster shots. They're the third doses that you're meant to have.
Right.
They've been presented, again, at the time of our talking, you might be listening to this months from when we recorded it, but at the time of recording this, it's been presented to us as a take it or leave it. You know, it's a nice to have. If you want to have one, they're available. Isn't that a good thing? Yes, it is a good thing. But in fact, they're not a take it or leave it. The evidence is clear that you need a third dose to get you back up to the level of immunity. And in fact, what the evidence is over the last week or so is that regardless of whether you had Astra or Pfizer, if you have a third dose of Pfizer, you are indistinguishable from whether or not you had Astra or Pfizer. You go to an even higher level of immunity than you had with either of those with the second dose. And it's the same level of immunity, regardless of which vaccine you had first time around. So it's really good news. Israel has turned around its surge. So as long as we get boosters and no new variants arrive that really come and clobber us, we should be in pretty good shape next year.
Now, what's the situation in Singapore, Norman? That was held up as probably the real gold standard, despite what Mr. Morrison might have said, in contact tracing and in the way that lockdown. It's going through a surge right now.
Yeah, and it's because even when you get to 85% of the eligible population, there's still a lot of people unvaccinated.
Right.
And so you get spread, you've got vaccine waning in some people, but you've not got a big hospitalization rate. So they've partly decoupled from the case numbers and the hospitalizations. And we've got to get used to that idea that now that we've got vaccines, not that many people are ending up in hospital. And those that do are largely the partially or totally unvaccinated rather than the vaccinated. And that's where we need to be, where we don't panic when we get infected if we're vaccinated.
Now, I guess in the position you're in, you've heard every conspiracy theory about all of this that's going around. You probably could have filled a book just on busting those myths. What about those who do choose not to be vaccinated because they have a genuine belief, they've heard a doctor online or something? How do you feel about those people, and what should the rest of us do?
Well, the people who are really resistant to never having a vaccine, it's a very small percentage of the population. It's probably only 5 or 6% of the population. And if they're the only ones left, you don't need to worry about it. It's their problem if they get infected. I do feel for their children if they don't let their children get infected, get immunized.
Yeah.
But the reality is you're probably never going to convince them. And they'll start to become convinced when they get infected and they go to hospital. But do we all stop opening up and going back to normal because 5% of the population think that somebody's injecting a microchip into you, or I'm going to become infertile, or I'm going to become impotent. No, we don't. I mean, you leave them to it, is my view. Mm. You've got to actually address the people who are truly hesitant or who've been convinced wrongly about that view, and really focus on them, those are the people who will have the vaccine and come forward for it, and make sure they have plenty of access to vaccine. Mm. But to try and convince somebody who's got a conspiracy theory in their head is really hard.
Yeah, I bet it is. I mean, it doesn't help when
The way they do get convinced is when they see their, you know, people like them dying. That's when they do get convinced.
Yeah. It doesn't help, though, when you have politicians who some people do take seriously, you know, like Donald Trump, spouting that it's a little flu or it's to be ignored.
Yeah, he actually got very sick with COVID-19, very sick, much sicker than has ever been let on. And they threw the book at him. They threw everything, every drug they had at him.
Right. And he obviously recovered like Superman.
Yeah, and he got immunized.
Right. Okay. So, look, I know that's a long way away from where we're at, but...
But we've got politicians pushing the same line.
Yeah, but I just feel like people like yourself and others out there who can cut away the bull dust and just deliver the factual information make a huge difference.
Yeah, and it's that same principle as I've got, and you think you know what's good for you, is here's the evidence, you're an adult, you make up your own mind. The only exception to that is that if you're an aged care worker working with frail elderly, you do need to be immunized. And if you're not willing to be immunized, well, you find another job. If you're an ambulance worker, or you're in police force, or in your family, or you're in healthcare, in intimate contact with people, it's your responsibility to be vaccinated to protect others. I mean, all those jobs mean that you put yourself to protect other people. And if there's something wrong, if you're not willing to protect other people by protecting yourself, but that's the exception.
Yeah,
teachers are the others.
Yeah, I mean, we did see the construction workers. A dispute, if you like, almost a civil war.
That was largely in Victoria. In New South Wales, they came forward and got vaccinated.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess that's a good move. So do you think you will write something after we've sort of gotten out of this period of COVID? Might you need an update to the book or another book?
I'm in the middle of writing a second book, and I'm not ready to talk about it yet, but I'm hoping to write a second book, which will be out in the middle of next year.
Okay.
Which, you know, it's not an extension, it's a different book, but sorry to be so mysterious about it.
One understands these things.
Yeah. But it's not about COVID. I'm done with COVID for a little. I'll be done with COVID for a little while. I do these books to get away from COVID.
Yeah, like I can understand that. So the books and writing is one of your ways out, is it?
Yeah, it's occupational therapy.
Right. That sounds great. Well, Dr. Norman Swan, this is a highly referenced book, by the way. I've done a bit of academic editing in my time. If it wasn't fine print up the back, it'd probably be another 100 pages long. But
yeah, I just thought I'd put my sources in so that people
absolutely
can see where I got the information from.
Yeah, so you can read this book. You can go to the index and look up a topic, or you can go to the chapter headings at the start and just sort of see what themes interest you. And look, I found it refreshing, and I hope it does really well in the marketplaces. It sounds like it is. I know you were obviously interrupted in promoting it because I was trying to interview you, 6 or 8 weeks ago, and we were having difficulty getting time together. So thank you for your time, Norman.
My pleasure.
And I'm sure people will. And thank you for your time, and for the service that you've been providing to the public around, particularly around COVID.
You're very kind. Thanks for having me.
Graham Kemlow was speaking with Dr. Norman Swan, whose new book, So You Think You Know What's Good For You, published by Hachette, is now in bookshops.
And I should just add there, Rita, when I spoke to Norman last week, the new variant had not arrived on the scene. He sort of... So he couched his comments about COVID in terms of, here's what we know now. Who knows, there may be another variant on the way. But you can Google him. In the last day or so, I've seen him online explaining the implications of this new variant, as new as it is. This is the Travel Writer Show on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne.